so long as my heart receives messages of beauty, cheer, courage, grandeur, and power from the earth, from man, and from the infinite, so long am I young. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. So long as my heart receives messages of beauty, cheer, courage, grandeur, and power from the earth, from man, and from the infinite, so long am I young. That's a mouthful. But it's always so true. It says, so long as I receive messages, of beneficial messages, from everywhere, then I am forever young. Now, how are you going to get beneficial messages from anything or anybody if you don't send them out? If you are not living a harmonious, joyful, happy, healthy, glorious life, then your world's going to be whatever you send out. If you're having difficulties, the world's going to be difficult. What do you first thing you do when you get a sickness? You want to find out how many people got that sickness. First thing you do when you find out that the cold season is going around, how many people got the cold? You know, well, I get it, so forth. And, hey, this stuff that came out of China, you know, and just invaded the United States, it didn't invade the United States by any other purpose than by the thoughts of the people who took it upon themselves. You say, well, it came as an actual virus that was passed over by merchandise that was bought from China and things like that. And the Chinese people had to work with masks on and gloves so that they could work on these things and send it to us like that. How nice, you know. But this is all thought. This is all thought, all consciousness, all attitude. Now, if we look out at the world, why is it some people have such wonderful worlds? Because that's the way they look at the world. They're not going to let anybody or anything spoil their view. And if something comes along that isn't harmonious their view, they turn the other way. Or they speak their word, all is in divine order. I was looking across the hills today as I was coming from my walk this morning, and I looked over toward the northern valleys there, and there was a plume of smoke. And so I said, all is in divine order right now. And then, a little while later, I looked back, and the plume was gone. And then, a plume of smoke came up at another location, maybe about 4 or 5 miles from where it came up before. And I said, hey, all is in divine order, you know. And then I didn't pay attention to it for a while. And then as I got to my house, I looked over there, and there was no smoke. Now, did I do something? Are those people indebted to me for not having fire in their area? Certainly they are. But they'll never know it, and I'll never tell them. But I know it. I know that my word has power. Now, you say, well, Herb, why don't you speak your word for us? Why don't you speak your word that we're independently wealthy? Why don't you speak your word that we have all perfect health and that we live in our ideal spirit, mind, body? No. That's my view that I see there. And you all are so much of an idiot that you don't realize I see you whole and perfect. And in my world, you're whole and perfect. And that you choose to go in your world and demonstrate something, anything different at all, that's your choice. You choose to do it even against what I am doing with you. I'm seeing you whole and perfect. I'm seeing you glorious. And Jesus said, what do you want from me? I can only see you, the Christ in you, like I see in me. And they said, well, you know, I got a broken leg. He said, well, you want two, you know? And he said, don't be stupid, Jesus Christ, you know? And Jesus said, well, hey, whatever you tell me, that's all I can know that you want. What do you want? Well, I want a perfect leg. Done. Anyone came to Jesus with a broken leg? Do you think it took 6 weeks to heal? Do you think it took six weeks to heal? No. Instantly. And you see, that's the way our healing work should be done. Instantly. But the thing is, You have to ask the right question to get the right answer. Do you want to be whole and perfect?
Yes.
No, you don't.
I am.
Thank you. Oh, God. You know, I am. You see, you know the answer, but you forget. You take the answer that the human society is so natural to giving. Yes, I would like to be whole and perfect. Yes, I would like to be rich. Yes, I would like to have friends. Yes, I would. That's so stupid. Yes, I do. I am surrounded by wonderful friends. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm independently wealthy. Now, when are you going to start believing it? When are you going to start acting like it?
No.
I said to Ingeborg, straighten up. Walk properly, and Ingeborg straightened up and walked properly, and she forgot that she was not feeling good. You know? We just need to put the right causes in motion. Now, was Ingeborg feeling good in my mind?
Of course.
What?
Yes.
Was Ingeborg feeling good in my mind? Yes. So, therefore, I could not see her needing anything but feeling good. I did suggest that she straighten up a little bit so that she gives out the appearance of feeling good. And this is what we all should do. I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. Straighten out and fly right, you know.
Yeah.
This is what life is all about. And this is what you're all about. And this is what we're all about. Is it that important to you?
Yes.
So long, you see, these, as we say in the statement here, so long as my heart receives messages of beauty, cheer, courage, grandeur, and power from the earth, from man, and from the infinite, so long am I young. Now, you were listening to a thesis a little while ago, and this thesis was filled with braggadocio. This thesis was, watch, you're shaking your head, yes, there. This thesis was filled with the idea that this person was damn good. This thesis gave you the idea that this person thought that nothing was imperfect about him. He was number one. Now, is this what we teach?
Yes.
Then why did you shake your head? Why did you feel that it was like overkill? We should know when our students write to us these things that we teach them, that they got the message. Now, maybe they're still struggling in different areas, but they got the message. And we should praise them for that message. You know how it is when a little child comes up to you and you say to him, "You're a very handsome young man." "Yes, I know. I know." Sticks his nose up in the air and says, "You're right. You're not blind. I know that." And you say, "You snotty little kid. You have no respect. You have no humility." He's not supposed to have humility. He's not supposed to have the humility is to do what? To know the truth about yourself. Are you a woman?
Yes.
Now, do you have any trouble with that?
No.
All right, then why are you so stuck up and so superior by saying, "I am a woman," you know, "and I'm a man," you know? Wow, goody goody for you. But you see, if we know who we are you a good woman?
Yes.
Are you a rich woman?
Yes.
Are you a healthy woman?
Yes.
Are you a fantastic woman?
Yes.
Are you loved by everybody in your world?
Yes.
Are you loved by yourself?
Yes.
Yeah, a little slow on that one. But you see, we are loved by ourselves, and that's the very most important thing that we can do. And stop being what the world expects us to be. That false humility, it's a very tough thing to stop doing, but it is something we want to learn. Now, you take a little kid, and you teach him how to walk. And he falls, and he falls, and he falls, and he falls. You think, "My God, will he never learn to walk?" And he falls in for a week, maybe a month. Then all of a sudden, he's walking around running, you know, just like he'd never been down on his knees. And he's just going like a house of fire. But the thing is, that moment of, "Oh, I see," that moment of aha, that moment of understanding and doing it, wow, you can't push it. You can't push it. All you do is encourage it. But you can't push it. Because when that moment comes, that's perfect. That's perfect. When the moment comes for you to be aware of who you are, how wonderful you are, and how divine you are, and so forth, nothing can stop you from knowing it. But until that time, well, I wish, you know, sort of like maybe it'd be nice, you know. But that's because we have all lost all of our purity and integrity through growing up in a family or through growing up in any society. Because we are told we don't know. We are told we're stupid. We're told that we got to learn. And we don't have to learn anything. What do?
We know. Reveal.
Reveal it. We reveal who we really are. And how wonderful that is. How wonderful that. You'll be eternally young as long as you're always revealing who you really are. Do you want that?
I am it.
She's picked up very well on that, didn't she? Ingeborg? Would you like to enjoy a perfect body?
I enjoy a perfect body.
How wonderful. That's great. You see, you got the message. Stand for it. And don't let anyone, even your doctor, say, now, what seems to be your problem today? Well, my body was experiencing this. Actually, I feel whole and perfect, but my body was this. And the doctor takes your temperature. Lady, you got a big fever. And lady, you got this and you got that. And you just say to the doctor, well, you do your part and I'll do mine. I say I'm whole and perfect and you just give me whatever pill you think you need. What, Ellen?
And you see me like this.
And, hey, wouldn't that be wonderful if the doctors could do that? But you see, they're not taught that in medical school. They're taught to make prognosis, diagnosis. They're taught to look at the symptoms. And anybody who comes into a doctor's office has a problem. And have you ever seen a doctor let somebody out of their office who didn't have a problem, even though they didn't have one when they came in?
Yeah.
Because, hey, that's what they're there for.
Yeah.
They're there to look for the problems. And that's not being disrespectful or mean to them, but that's what they're there for. Mm-hmm. And if you go in there, expect that they're going to find something. You know? Hey, that's beautiful. My dentist, when I went in for a checkup, he says, you don't have any problems. You know, like, darn it. We don't have any teeth to fix here. You don't have any problems. And I thought to myself, that's great. That's great. But that's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. Yes, remember these things. So long am I young, so long as I live in my ideal spirit, mind, and body, recognizing I'm independently wealthy, recognizing I'm surrounded by harmonious people and harmonious friends and so on, recognizing that I am the master of my life, then I am eternally young. I always was, but I didn't know it. So let's begin to know it now and enjoy it and say, I like it, I like it, I like it.
I like it, I like it, I like it.
I love you, I love you, I love you.
I love you.